Bank of Cardiff's Jeremiah. How can I help you?
Hi, gentlemen. My name is Kevin. I was just calling because I've been receiving these mail from you guys, and I just wanted to see actually what kind of products y'all offer.
Sure.
See if I might be.
Can I start off with that 16-digit code to pull up your account here and see what you qualify for?
2511 4201 0004 1925.
1925. Okay, great. You said your name was Kevin?
Yes.
All right, great. Let me pull it up here. Looks like I got Kingston's Rum Bar.
Yes.
All right, right on. Yeah, it looks like we have you guys pre-approved here up to 250K for the business. So, are you looking for working capital or for equipment financing?
Okay, it would be working capital that I'd be interested in because my main thing also is like that's why I said I'm trying to figure out what kind of products. Because I'd be looking at actually opening up a next facility.
Oh, okay, cool. Right on. That means you're doing pretty well with this facility now.
Yep.
Good for you, man. How long you been in business for?
4 years. Roughly okay. About 4 years, yeah.
Cool. Are you 100% owner of the business, Kevin?
There's a partner. It's me and my wife.
Okay, 50-50. Right on. 50-50 with wife. Okay, so did you have a specific amount that you were looking for?
Actually, no. That's what I was trying to. I was basically trying to run some numbers. So I was going to see like what kind of interest rates y'all offer. I was going to ask some questions. You know what I mean? Even before I try to go forward with it, because basically what I'm trying to do is see what the parameters are, based on whatever of my own money I'm going to use versus what I'd be willing to try to finance. Huh?
You want to use someone else's money too?
Yeah.
Open. Okay. Let me ask you a few questions here to see what you would specifically qualify for. What did you guys do in sales last year at the bar there?
Probably about 800 and some thousand.
Okay, 800 and some thousand. And this year, are you guys trending the same?
I think it's probably better than last year was.
Okay, this year is better. Cool. So just to kind of get, I mean, let's just say we were going off of last year's numbers. Basically how our working capital program works, it's a unsecured loan. So with that in mind, keep in mind that we give you cash and you can do whatever you want with it. It's kind of primarily based off your sales. So if you guys did 800,000 last year, I can get you anywhere between 80 to 120,000, and it's a short-term type of loan. So we have terms anywhere from 3 to 36 months. Most of my customers are somewhere in the middle, around 24 months. Is that something you think you guys could handle? If let's say I got you a 2-year loan for 100,000.
Okay, and what would the payments on that look like monthly? That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yeah, so the payments would actually kind of depend on actually you and what you look like on paper, you and your wife. There's a lot of factors that kind of go into play. We do look at time in business, which 4 years is pretty good, but still kind of new. Your sales look pretty decent. How would you rate your guys' credit? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Okay, I'll say it's somewhere in the middle. But so basically, it's not a business loan, then it's a personal loan.
No, it goes on the business. So we actually put it on the actual business. So if you were to like run your credit and try to get a loan somewhere else, this loan would not show up on your personal credit. You are a personal signer for the loan, but the actual loan itself goes on the business. So for tax purposes and things like that, you can use this loan with that.
Okay.
So we actually have a lot of, the thing is we have so many different programs, I can't just tell you like it's going to cost you this much, Kev, because I don't know. It really, like I said, it depends on what you look like on paper. We work really quickly and very fast. So
I'll probably have like a 7 probably about a seven. I would say about 7:30, and she's probably like 6:08 or something like that.
That's awesome. You guys would probably qualify for our top tier programs. So what I'm thinking is that it'll probably be a closer like two and a half year type of term, and then we're probably trying to get you guys on like a weekly or monthly payment type of program, and then like I said, the capital would be up to you. Would you use the full 100K, or were you thinking a little less? I mean, what'd you kind of have in mind?
See, that's what I was thinking. I would try to go for as much as possible as I could get to utilize. Okay. So that way I could get whatever, because basically I think the business itself should be able to pay back whatever loan I get, but I'm also not calculating the funding that will be generated from the other Excel, you know what I mean? The other replica. So I think that should, you know what I mean? And with, in turn, looking at location and everything else, it should more than generate, you know what I mean, enough to. So that's what I'm trying to look at. I'm just trying to get like a ballpark figure.
If I'm sure.
120 at worst. You know, okay. I like to do things like at worst.
Worst case scenario, absolutely. Since you're opening up a new location, I actually have another idea. We could possibly do, because I'm sure you're going to be buying like some new equipment, bar equipment, stools and tables and chairs, right?
Yeah.
So we can actually put that as a business equipment loan, and with that type of equipment, I can get you a 5-year term on something like that. Okay. At a low rate with a monthly payment.
Okay, so that's something else that I might want to look into, because like for the equipment, chairs and stuff like that, that might be something different.
Correct.
That's basically what I'm trying to figure out, because like in this venture also, I might actually be buying property. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So.
Okay. Right on, man.
It's not like there's not nothing to secure to say that if the loan should go default, they have this. You know what I mean?
Right. So, right. Well, what's cool about our program, with the working capital, it's unsecured. We don't take any collateral on that loan, which is why it's a little bit more expensive than like a traditional loan, because they have like your
what's
assets.
What's the interest rate, like 13 or 9 or what?
Well, it starts off on 10 cents on the dollar. So kind of 10% kind of goes up from there. So keep that in mind. But with the equipment, I can get you a much better rate. We start off in the mid-single digits for equipment. And with equipment, we use the actual equipment itself as a collateralized loan. So what's great about that is that you get a low payment, and we can put it on a 5-year term. And the equipment itself is the collateral for the loan.
Okay. Yeah. All right, I'm just going to write your name and stuff down. I'm going to run this kind of by her and stuff like that and see what she thinks.
Hey, if you want, Kevin, I can shoot you an email with a little bit more info and my contact info.
Sure.
What's a good email?
You can email me at kevinstennett@gmail.com. That's kevinstennett@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, so I got Kevin, STENNETT@gmail.com.
All lowercase, yeah.
All lowercase. Perfect, Kev. I'll shoot you an email with some contact info, and I'll shoot you a little bit of the, you know, info on the programs itself. Yeah. So that way you
can go. The way how I figure, like, you know, I've been doing this for a minute, and like before even going into my own, I've been working for like TGIF, James Coney Island, stuff like that.
Okay.
The way how I figure this will work with the way how I do stuff, I don't try to build out like completely. I try to find places that were already a restaurant.
Cool.
So, like, I don't really have that much of a build out, you know what I mean, or a worry to do.
Smart.
So, it's definitely, I think it should definitely pan out for itself.
Okay.
In that sense.
Yeah, absolutely. That makes sense. And it makes a lot of sense.
I'll be giving you a call back. Typically, when I do this, though, I normally just do it. I've done a loan before that I paid off with CanCap. I don't know if you've heard of them.
Yeah. I'm very familiar with them.
they were supposed to be hitting me back up on some stuff because they said they had some new product. And I actually do my, what do you call it, to one of their sister companies. So, but I'm just trying to look around to see if there's something different versus, like, paying every day and stuff like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
So just say, this is a set payment. So, you can shoot me that information. I'm going to take a look at it. I appreciate it, man.
Absolutely, Kev. And before you make the decision, let me know because I feel like I could really help you out. Okay, so stay in touch with me, and then I'll definitely do something for you.
All right. Thank you.
All right, Kevin. No problem.
All right. Bye.